I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Japanese Foreign Ministry says today that Japan will forgive most of the debt owed to it by Iraq. But officials say that they want debt reductions or elimination programs to go through the Paris Club of Creditors. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first of all, what does Iraq owe Japan, and how does that fit into Iraq's overall debt picture?
Iraq owes Japan just over $4 billion in loans. With interest, it's about $7 billion. Officials there originally said that they wanted the debt repaid with Iraqi oil revenues. But now they're saying that they would be willing to go into some sort of reduction or elimination program. The $4 billion figure is pretty close to the top of the list in terms of the amount of money Iraq owes various countries. It's the most in original loan amount and second only to Russia when you include interest payments.
Several of these countries have said they want this debt restructuring to go through this Paris Club. Remind me, what is the Paris Club?
It's basically a group of 19 countries, most of Europe, Japan, Russia, Australia, the U.S., that are owed money by other nations. And other countries are sometimes invited to participate in the club on a case-by-case basis. It was formed in 1956 when Argentina was in a financial trouble and agreed to meet with its creditors in Paris. That's why it's called the Paris Club. Since then, the club reached agreements with 78 countries. And in the last 20 years or so, the debt relief totaled about $416 billion.
And why is it that Japan and also Russia, why would they want the Paris Club to sort of oversee and organize Iraqi debt?
Well, they basically want to make sure that everybody, all the big creditors owed money by Iraq, that everybody takes a hit in this debt forgiveness plan. You know, they want it to be fair and an international effort. As you know, former Secretary of State James Baker has been going around to all these countries. He's a special envoy from the White House asking them to help with the debt situation. Russia complained a few days ago that these shouldn't be bilateral negotiations. Everything should be done through the Paris Club, and Baker basically said he agreed. So Russia has also said now that it will participate in any sort of debt reduction plan.
You say that the Paris Club members hold a third of Iraq's total debt.
Right.
Who are the other creditors?
Most of Iraq's debt is held by the Arab world, about $80 billion worth. But so far, the U.S. has really been concentrating on getting Western nations to sign on. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're watching for the latest holiday retail figures and the Santa rally on Wall Street.
All right. Thank you, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.